With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are CMG Media Consultants John Showalter and Elvin Fluellen. And we have a special guest with us today as well, Brad Ponsel, who is a real estate specialist in town with Jack's Coastal Homes. So today we're going to be talking about a little bit of real estate, but also what a business owner should be thinking about for the rest of the year and how they can position themselves for the beginning of the year. We're going to give you tips to make your marketing efforts more effective, but also talk about some of the different techniques and technologies we have to really put your marketing into overdrive. So we'll go ahead and get started. John, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, Mark, it's always good to be with you. 4th of July weekend is a lot of fun, time with the family and getting out. But, you know, we always like to have guests on the show. This one, for me, is unique and even a little bit more fun. Brandon and I went to high school together in Danville, Kentucky. So he's been in San Diego, got involved in real estate out there, was in Las Vegas for a little bit, and has recently moved his family here. They're in Atlantic Beach now. And so he's working with Watson Realty there in Atlantic Beach. And recently started JacksCoastalHomes.com. So inventory for homes in the area, and he's getting started, and he's done some really creative stuff with marketing. So Brandon, we're excited to have you on, man. Welcome, and tell us a little bit about your new venture here in Jacksonville. How's it been so far?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been quite an adventure to move your entire family cross country, have a new baby in January, our third little girl, and we come into probably the most unique time of our lives, trying to navigate through COVID-19, all the shutdowns, with my real estate business in San Diego and here, and how different the two kind of entities and governments handled the situation, and how while we saw so much volatility with the stock market, the real estate market has continued to hum along.
I've been surprised by that, Brandon. Why do you think that is? I mean, the real estate market just doesn't seem to have been affected. Is that?
I think, you know, so much with real estate has to do with inventory. And when there's not inventory for buyers to get, prices are not going to come down. So for San Diego, in instance, it's a little different than Jacksonville. San Diego has very, very little land to build on. If you're buying a new home in San Diego, the chances are someone took it down to the studs and rebuilt it. We're in a unique situation here in Jacksonville. We've got a lot of land to build on. So there is an influx of inventory on the new construction side that's not available in San Diego. So you do have those opportunities to go out into Nocatee, St. Johns County. You can find inventory. Now, if you want to be in the beaches, inventory is still very tight. And the thing that moves property is when it's priced right. So you're seeing a lot of people that want to get into the beaches and they still can't. Property comes on the market, it sells right away, sometimes above asking price. So inventory is the key indicator in the real estate market. You'll find from an investment standpoint, buying into these home builders, Pulte, Toll Brothers, Lennar, KB, they have been on fire because their inventory on their new track home developments are selling so fast because there's nothing else on the market in the traditional resale side. Another factor is that a lot of people don't want to leave their homes now. With COVID-19, you're spending, you know, unless you're deemed essential, you're spending most of your days in your home. So why would you want to get rid of your home? That's another key factor in what's going on in the real estate world is people aren't looking to sell. Also, prices keep going up. So if you sell, where are you going to go? So those are the big key aspects and why real estate has continued to hum along. And, you know, economic projections are for it to continue to go up this year, 3-4% in Jacksonville. So that's a little background on that.
Well, one thing we've talked about this on the show a few times is people are home more, and you know, being home, you want to kind of create that paradise. And from a marketing standpoint, we're having a lot of success with, you know, home services category, you know, pools, HVAC, roofers, things that you haven't done that you want to do to enhance your house. So, you know, as people look to, you know, to maybe move, are you finding that that's a factor that people are, look, we're not going to move out of this all that quickly? Are people kind of looking for a house that's a little bit more comfortable to be in and just spend more time with family?
Yes, yes, exactly. And in Jacksonville, pools have become huge. You know, it's interesting when you come into something like COVID-19, you don't think about these things as an investor and who's going to win and who's going to lose during a pandemic like this. But these, you know, look around at the landscaping companies in Jacksonville, the pool companies in Jacksonville, they're killing it. Everybody's home. They want to make their yard, their home, as nice as it can be, because they're spending so much time here. So, you know, if you hadn't, you know, if you had the opportunity to have built a pool in the last couple of years, you are so happy with your decision. It's the best money you've ever spent. We were able to put a pool in on the new construction that we built in Atlantic Beach. And I can tell you, had we not done that, our quality of life over the last 3-4 months
with three little girls, you'd have
three little girls, it'd be significantly less. So, we're in the country club in Atlantic Beach, and, you know, even the country club pool, there's limited access. You have to schedule pods. Well, it wasn't open at all for about 2 months, but now you can schedule pods, but it's so limited and so difficult to utilize, and to be able to just go out and outside and enjoy your own pool has been a godsend for us, with three young kids at home.
My wife and I were at the beaches too. And one of the things that, we've really relished is the fact that we can just take a quick bike ride and be, you know, at some water and wide open. And I had a question about what you were saying for inventory kind of versus price market to market. I came from Austin, Texas, which is a very sought after market, and it's been uptick for like 15 years. And we did kind of a top down when we sold our home. And I guess my question is, you know, the old adage of, you know, the thing about land is they're not making any more of it, right? What have you done in the way of your like messaging or your marketing from San Diego to Jacksonville specific, if it kind of rings true for that like right messaging and right amount of frequency with all that in mind? Just curious.
In terms of going after these sellers and then marketing your play to buyers, you know, in the world of real estate, having listings makes you king. You control the market. So really what you're looking to do from a marketing standpoint is it's a completely opposite approach. How am I going to go get sellers? How am I going to go get buyers? And on the selling side, you're really placating to the huge, huge demand to get a home right now. So the only problem is where you're going to put those sellers next. But like with California, for instance, there's a lot of, you know, the cost of living is so, so high, and you're seeing, you know, kind of a mass exodus to places like Texas and Florida that have those wonderful tax benefits. They're growing economies. Mm-hmm. And that's really why, you know, Austin, Texas has probably been the top real estate market for the last 5 years. It has the infrastructure, the technology, all that Silicon Valley technology is relocating to Texas, places like Las Vegas and Phoenix and now Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. These local economies are humming because they cater to the businesses. And when you cater to the businesses, you bring the great jobs and all that, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. So yeah, that's what we're seeing. Jacksonville is on the precipice of a boom, has so many things going for it in terms of land mass, room to grow, smart companies relocating here, a good airport. It can get better, and that's a huge factor for Jacksonville to go to that next level. You need it to be more of a national versus a regional airport. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's really astute. And you know, Jacksonville, something that we really took into consideration with our move was how diversified it is, from military to shipping to banking to pro sports to technology. It's really, we're not banking on just one thing. And that diversification, you know, it's almost like a city's portfolio. There's so much that can pick up if one kind of lessens. It's just a really appealing thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. If you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin, the Director of Digital for Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are John Showalter, CMG Media Consultant, and Real Estate Specialist Brandon Ponsel. If you have questions or you want to talk about your business's marketing or talk with Brandon about some real estate opportunities for business and marketing, you can give me a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com, or you can go to Jack's Coastal Homes if you want to talk with Brandon Ponsel. He's got a lot of expertise and a lot of experience in the real estate field. So reach out to us, let us know. And on that note, Show, I know you had a couple of questions specific to bring up to Brandon. I wanted you to touch on a few of those if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Brandon, talk a little bit about jackscoastalhomes.com. I know you've got a similar site with in San Diego, sdcoastalhomes.com. Talk about that a little bit, how you're marketing it, how you're driving traffic to it. And then, you know, also, I know it's user-friendly. I've checked it out a few times. You know, how are you getting the traffic there, and then how can people use it once they arrive?
Yeah, so it was about 6 years ago I started with this company called Real Geeks. They create real estate websites. And I introduced the San Diego version of my websites, sdcoastalhomesales.com. But they create just an extremely easy to use platform to look for properties. It's very smart the way it's laid out. And the concept behind it was an internet marketing specialist built the platform. So if you go to sdcoastalhomes or jackscoastalhomes.com, it's almost identical except the inventory you're looking at. But what it has done is it creates such a great user experience that they continue to use the platform. So it's tailor-made for realtors who are savvy enough to utilize PPC marketing. For those that don't know, point pay-per-click, Google and Bing ads. So I've had ongoing Google and Bing ads in San Diego for 7 years, and now we just launched this site in Jacksonville. And crazy how many searches there are for Jacksonville. I had no idea. I had left my house on Sunday afternoon and came back and had 7 people in 1 hour sign up on the website through pay-per-click on just the common Jacksonville homes for sale or Jacksonville condos for sale. So I'm going to have to dig into this and, control the spend side of it, because I can't, spend, $10,000 a month on PPC. But it was amazing to me. And I run these ads throughout the U.S. So these leads are not coming from 904 phone numbers. They're coming from Texas, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York. So there's something you can pull from that data right away is, people are aware of the great lifestyle and the benefits and the business the freedom of business in Florida, that Jacksonville is a hot spot for relocation in this country.
And I've been telling you that for years, Brandon. I've been telling you that for years. And real quick, and this is something that Mark and I touch on, and Elvin too, when he rejoins us for the back half, is you talked about the user experience and the ease of navigating your website. I think for people out there, you don't have to be in the real estate business. I think that is really key right now. People just don't have patience to navigate a difficult website. And
the biggest user
experience
one of all
is key.
Yeah, and the biggest one of all, Zillow Trulia Group, which I'm a premier agent with Zillow as well. I spend a lot of money with Zillow. You got to be involved with them if you're in real estate. They're huge, but their website is very convoluted and can be difficult to navigate. And the content and the data isn't always accurate. They depend on realtors to update that data via. So you may have a listing that has been sold. It's still showing up as active for a couple days, or it doesn't get listed right away. Whereas my website, it's connected to the local realtors database here in Jacksonville with NEFAR, Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. So if an agent with Watson Realty puts a new listing on at Ponte Vedra Beach, a great new listing, within 5 minutes, it's up on my website and you can schedule. You'll get a notification. We have an app And if it's a hot listing, you need to get in there right away. You need to be pre-approved, and you need to get in there right away and get your offer if it's something you want to move on, because a hot listing will not last in this market.
Awesome. That's really, really good advice. We're going to take a quick break. But listeners, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, terrestrial radio, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And also, if you have any questions for real estate expertise and what listings are or aren't valid and happening, reach out to Brandon Ponsell. His website, jackscoastalhomes.com, is a great resource for not only research but how to get in touch with him. Coming up after the break, we're going to touch on, you know, I want to hear, Brandon, what some of the, you know, best experiences you've had from an advertising or a client experience is. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultant John Showalter and Real Estate Specialist Brandon Ponsell. As we wrap up the first half of the show, Brandon, I was curious if you could share like what maybe a favorite client experience that you had was, whether it was specifically through advertising or if it was something on lead gen. I wanted to know what a bright spot would be so we can have something to cheers to this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I've got going back to the PPC, when you're doing that digital PPC marketing, you have no clue who that other person is that signs up for an account on your website and starts looking at properties. And when you make that first call to reach out and offer offer guidance. The great experience I had was a gentleman and his wife, heavy real estate investors in San Diego. They're from Greece. And they set up an account on the website. We started looking at some properties. And this was right along the time my first daughter was born. And it's interesting, you know, my wife had maternity leave, and then she comes off of it, and we don't have really anywhere to go. And I've got a pretty flexible job. So for about 3 months, I'm just taking my little 6-month-old all around San Diego when I can't get my wife to come home from work and watch her. So sell this property. It's a duplex in Mission Beach, which is just outside of downtown San Diego, about 10 minutes. And clients were wonderful. They just adored my little girl. Probably the reason it locked in that relationship. It's amazing. For those of you out there dealing with a lack of babysitters and daycares and you got little kids, do not be afraid to take them out with you in the business world, because people just love little kids, and it'll lock in a relationship. It really will. But this gentleman, they bought a $1 million duplex. It was a great deal at the time. It was probably my biggest transaction to date. And we've always just stayed in contact. They're always poking around at properties. And last year, and this is part of the reason it delayed our move to Atlantic Beach, was he calls me up and says, I'm relinquishing a commercial property and I'm looking for a replacement property. And I need to find something up to $9 million in real estate. $9 million. That's a dream call. So
that's pretty substantial. Yeah. It sounds like
it is
taking
in marketing
dividends.
Too.
Yeah. So Brandon, is he taking like dividends and kind of reinvesting at this point, would you say?
So in real estate, if you own investment properties, what it's called is a 1031 exchange. It's a tax deferred exchange.
Yep.
So you just you take the equity that you have in that property that you're selling, and you have to buy something of that value. What he did was he took it out of a commercial deal and put it into a residential deal. But we spent all of 2019 just looking at different properties, and then the search got delayed. He went to Greece for a month or two, but it was the very last month of my primary residence in San Diego. We actually closed escrow on a $7.95 million investment property, a residential, 12 units, 36 tenants, right there in the heart of Pacific Beach. This is a fantastic way to close out the year and kind of boost my marketing budget moving forward into 2020. That was all from a PPC lead on Google.
That's awesome. I mean,
well, now $9 million in transactions and many more to come with this client. He owns lots of property in San Diego, and you know, I've just provided him great service over the years, and he always comes to me for new purchases in that Pacific Beach market of San Diego. So myself and my team out there will continue to work with him and hope many more deals to come with him.
That's great. And, you know, I can remember, gosh, 2 decades ago, finishing up a college marketing course, and Match.com and things like that for, you know, meeting someone online had just come up. And my professor said, if you're looking to meet the love of your life online, well, I think you should speak with a mental health professional. And that was in 1999, right? And most people agreed with him. And as time has progressed, you know, the way people meet, the way relationships start, it's not as in person, especially now. It all starts online. I actually worked for a real estate referral service, and people would just do a couple of clicks, and we connected them with a local real estate agent in their market. It was called UpCity. It actually got bought by Realtor.com. And, you know, the way people meet and the way they conduct business oftentimes now starts, you know, over the air. But you have to get yourself, right? Like John, we always say, get noticed, be found, convert, right? And taking that and turning it into the real life situation is where the professional comes in. So, Brandon, I really appreciate you going over that and kind of walking us through just some of your experiences, not only with advertising and marketing, but that specialty in real estate. We're going to take a quick break. But again, if you have any questions about marketing, terrestrial radio, traditional marketing, give us a call at 904-245-8878. Or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And Brandon, as you sign off, will you tell the listeners how they can reach you, your site again, and your email?
Yeah, so you can visit my website, jackscoastalhomes.com. Also, I can be reached direct at 904-206-9480. Or you can email me at Brandon@ponselgroup.com, and Ponsel is spelled P-O-N-S-O-L-L. So Brandon@ponselgroup.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultants John Showalter and Elvin Fluellen. And today we've been talking a little bit about the real estate world and some of the different plays and ploys within that realm. But I wanted to do a shift more to the 30,000-foot view as we talk. And I wanted to start off, gentlemen, thanks again for joining me. I know it's 4th of July weekend, but one of the most American things is putting in work when others can't, right? That's the American dream and what capitalists know that gets the job done. So thank you again for joining me. But there's a lot going on, and I'm just curious, what's top of mind for you guys as far as what should a business owner focus on to finish the year strong? And I know you're thinking, finish the year strong. You know, we're halfway through 2020. And we're still here, right? We're going to come out of it. But what do we need to be focusing on? I know last week, John, you kind of made fun of me when I said Christmas. He goes, man, let us get through summer first, right? But the old adage of if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I want to know what's top of mind for you guys for just, you know, strategy-wise, but also messaging and positive for a business owner. I don't know, Elvin, if you want to go first or? Oh,
definitely, I will, man. And I just want to say the segment with Brandon was amazing. To think about that question you just asked me, three things that a business should focus on finishing the year. The first thing is your business's online presence. How is your website doing organically? If we go back to something Brandon talked about the easeability of your website, and then when you add advertising, pay-per-click to all of that, your website is your extension of your business. So let's do an audit of your website. How are you looking online? Also, let's look at your ad mix. Are you truly everywhere your potential customers are? That's the most important question right there, because it's all about converting at the end of the day. So you want to make sure that you're everywhere. When I say everywhere, you know, are they hearing you? Are they seeing you on social? You know, when they are ready to make that purchase, and I'm going back to something Brandon talked about, that pay-per-click. If you were a part of the first segment, one pay-per-click ad brought him a client that spent $7.9 million. I'm not saying that's the same thing that will work for you. However, you have to make sure you're everywhere that your potential customers will be. And then going back to something you just said, Mark, unifying your creative, you know, your message. Is it the same across the board? And you just have to make sure those three things are all together. And I think you will finish the year strong.
I like it. And if you're listening, I want to make sure the listeners don't think that one pay-per-click ad is going to get you a $7.95 right. million investor. But
that's what I heard Ellen promise.
I tried to clean that up, man. I said it may not work for you, but it worked for Brandon. So
that's right. That's right. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ellen.
It may not be it could be a huge client for you. So it may be a $20,000 purchase, or it may be a long-term client. But again, we talk about pay-per-click or online advertising all the time. At the bottom of the funnel, we use that when people are ready to make that purchase. And you have to be right there, because if you're not, your competition is.
That's exactly right. I couldn't have said it better. You know, and Sho, I know you're going to chime in a second, but I mean, we shout it from the mountaintops and we whisper it in the room, right? Get noticed, be found, convert. That is, of course, an anomaly and a very great story. But the reality is, if he doesn't throw his hat in the ring, right, if he doesn't choose to play, somebody else is picking up the ball and running with it, right? And that's the whole point, getting in front of the right person at the right time. Sho, what did you what do you have on your mind there?
It is challenging, I know, for a lot of people. The business is down, you know, in a lot of categories across the board. And we talked about, you know, that one pay-per-click, and it's not just one, but it is putting your message in the right spot, you know. Understanding, and that's, you know, that's what we do a whole lot, Elvin, is we get to know your business.
Right.
Who is that person that you want? We touched on this just briefly last week. Who's that person that you want, that's your customer that you want to keep? And who's that person, that ideal customer that you're not getting? And where do you reach that person? Is it a pay-per-click? Is it, you know, we talked about, we've got, you know, some new YouTube things that we're rolling out in the automotive space. It's, you know, getting in the right spot and understanding, you know, who your client is and then how we reach them. And I think that's key. And, you know, a lot of times there's no one right way to do it, but it is be found, get noticed, convert. And it's that consistency, frequency that we talk about every week. And it's just the fundamentals of marketing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things, if you're not in the ballpark, right, you're never going to get a swing at the plate. If you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Sho. My name is Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultants John Showalter and Elvin Fluellen. And if you have any questions or want to talk about your business's marketing strategy or some of our best practices, give us a call at 904-245-8878. Or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And we have been discussing some real estate, too. We have a specialist, Brandon Ponsel, that joined us today. His website is jackscoastalhomes.com. You can reach him there. He was kind enough to give us some use cases on what he's done in marketing and what's really worked out well for him. And he talked about paid search. But, Elvin, like you touched on, it's the consistent ad mix, like you said, right? Because the reality is one ad isn't what's going to make a new client, right? Now, it'll be one ad that gets them to make that choice, but it won't just be one ad, because I would hazard a guess the high-value client that Brandon got from Greece when he did a search, that wasn't his first search. That also wasn't his only search, right? And so that goes back to another piece I wanted to touch on is, you know, from a business manager or a business owner standpoint, what's something they should start thinking about or maybe budgeting for next year? And I want to, you know, sort of preface that with we have a tool that has shown a lot of results for us to where we're not doing a whole lot of advertising, really. We're not doing a whole lot of marketing, mm-hmm. but it's a tool we have that's called conversion rate optimization. And it's just like it sounds. If you want to get like an auto dealer that wants to get more service, right? If you have people that are going to that piece of your website, but it's not getting that scheduling in there, when they schedule, that's when you make your money, right? But if they get there and they go somewhere else, then you're losing that money. So we have a tool specifically for that that I wanted to kind of preface that with. But what are some other things that you guys think that a business owner should be thinking about and getting ready to budget for next year? I'm not sure, Sho, if you want to start us off with that or.
Yeah, I'll jump in on that. And I want to talk about, you know, you mentioned an auto dealer with service. We're doing, you know, we're working with Tire Outlet right now. And, you know, they're being very creative with what they're doing. They've got the mobile unit, so they'll come to you and put cars on your or tires on your car at your home or office or wherever's convenient for you. So there's that, you know, less human interaction as we kind of navigate through this. But, you know, Brandon talked about the ease of his site, you know, with the inventory that he's got. And one thing that we learned through, you know, just the data that we were getting back as we worked with Tire Outlet for a while now is they wanted more service. And people were going to the service portion of their site and they weren't converting the way that we'd like. We made it easier. We made some changes. People wanted to see, you know, we felt like they were, the feedback we got is they're going away because they want the price. You know, sometimes you want to negotiate the price later or talk about the, that's what people want. People want to see the price. And when we put prices associated with different services and products that they were doing, we were converting a whole lot more through the site. So sometimes it's as easy as just, you know, kind of changing that, you know, understanding the data, knowing the data and making little tweaks like that to make that user experience a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And that worked very well for them.
Yeah. And I know, you know, for people that are listening or tuning in, to give you an idea about when we say user experience and user interface, right? The interface is what does it look like, right? The experience is what happened when you got there. And in our world, and Elvin, I want you to touch base on this in a second, but in our world, the less amount of friction, the better. Right. We want it to be, you know, warm butter. Right. Just cutting through warm butter like you get there. And what I mean by that is that the harder it is to get to where you want, the more likely you are to go somewhere else to get it. And I think that's human nature, let alone when you have the world in your pocket. Right.
Right.
We were all in this business before smartphones were really a thing. And we're realizing now the consistency in messaging. Right. And the ease of use are paramount. And Sho, you're exactly right. If people are like, I think I'm interested in this, and they have a certain figure in their mind, right? But if it turns out that figure isn't even close to what they're able to do, let's stop wasting everyone's time, right? The negotiation aspect sort of gets mitigated, but that just gets you to where you're in front of the right person at the right time, the right amount of times. Elvin, did you wanna touch on that yourself?
Yes. It just goes back to what I said earlier, being everywhere that your potential customers are. One of the things I thought about when thinking about things that they need to budget for next year is just first thing is expanding your media mix. Okay. What that simply means, if you're doing something, one thing, think about something else to add to that mix. You know, research has shown when you add two forms of media, you know, you get your return on investment increases. So if you're not doing any online advertisement, this is what this show is all about, because we talk about a lot, and I know we use a lot of acronyms, but we talk a lot about online marketing. If you're not doing online marketing, or if you don't have a clue about what you're doing, this show is called The Marketing Experts. You know, we're here to help you guys to make sure that we're putting you in front of the right targeted demographic or that right person to make sure that we're converting them for your business.
Yeah, case in point. It's one of the things that I've worked with people and Sho, given your experience, I'm sure you can back me up on this, but there's people who have done radio and that's what they know and it's done well for them and they're not going to change. In Texas, I've worked with people, they said, nope, I like this station. I know the people that I want to come in are there and I can't switch. I can't change it. And, you know, a little time passes and then they notice, I'm still spending this much, but I'm not making as much. Right. And every single time it was, well, where's your digital presence? Right. Where are you communicating online? Where are you getting that conversion? And I would remind them, you know, there's nothing as good as word of mouth. We've all experienced that from whether it's real estate sales or whether it's advertising sales. There's nothing that's ever going to beat that, right? And that's an objection we typically run into. And I said, you're exactly right. But nowadays, when people get that referral, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to do research. And if they can't find you when they're doing that research, then that referral just lost a lot of value, a lot of luster. Because if they're not finding you, guess what they are finding? Your competition.
Yep. You nailed it.
And that should be the nightmare. You know, not to bring a doom and gloom to this wonderful weekend, but that should be a nightmare for anybody that's trying to advertise and get their name out there. Show, I didn't know if you had anything to add on to that in the last minute or so before we get to the fun piece of the show.
Well, what? I mean, I've had fun the whole show, actually, Mark. But, you know,
my favorite.
Elvin and I talk about being fishing buddies. And, you know, if you just take marketing again and you can go anywhere you want. But if you're fishing for the wrong thing, if you're using the wrong bait, like this is a big fishing community and we're big fishermen. And, you know, but if you get on the right spot and you're in the right place, you've got the right equipment, you've got the right bait, you've got all the things. It's just like marketing, and that's what right. You're doing. You're setting your business up to attract as many customers as you can. And, you know, the last time we went out, Elvin got on him. So he was in the right spot, the right bait, with the right gear. So,
awesome.
You know, it's very, very similar to marketing. And my clients out there listening know that is one of my go-to references. But it is just so true. You fish where the fish are, and that's what we're able to do using the data with online marketing. And, you know, just exactly like what I was talking about, my reference with Tire Outlet is, where are people getting stopped on your website? Where are they not converting? It's using that. And at that point, you change the bait up a little bit. You know, it's not the right spot, not the right bait. And it's the same way with online marketing.
Love it. Love it. We're going to take a quick break. But again, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, some terrestrial radio, give us a call. 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And if you have any questions about getting started in real estate investing or where you'd want to move to at the beach, you can get a hold of Brandon Ponsell. His website is jackscoastalhomes.com. Coming up after the break, it has been fun all show, but my favorite part is to tell me something of your favorites about marketing. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisors Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultants John Showalter and Elvin Fluellen. And as we wrap up the show on this wonderful Independence Day, I want to end on that kind of high note of that light piece, and I'll give you guys some options. I'll go first, but mm-hmm. I want you to tell me about like your favorite baseball experience, because we do have sports coming back, thank God. It's not going to be the same, but at least we'll be able to see it. I'm keeping fingers crossed and saying prayers for an NFL season, but we'll get to that later, of course. But tell me about your favorite baseball experience and what ad sticks out, or Americana, even though it's not football season. Right, there's nothing more American than the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Tell me about what your favorite Super Bowl ad of all time is, or just tell me about your favorite ad from Independence Day. So I'll go first. I've mentioned before I'm from Texas, and we didn't live in a big city. My dad was in the Army, so we lived on post, and we got to go to the Astrodome, and Miller Lite was everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And it was called Dome Foam, and I didn't get it. I was a kid. But the guys would walk around, and this is a very viral marketing kind of thing, but they dome foam here. And I was like, what are they talking about, you know? And, of course, Pops was like, yeah, here you go, you know, raising up over here. And I thought that was genius. And it switched from Houston Astros to Texas Rangers because of, a move Uncle Sam gave us. But then it was the ballpark in Arlington was the newest place, and Tom Thumb was the exclusive grocery sponsorship, and they're huge. It's like the Publix of DFW, of Dallas-Fort Worth, and they every single inning break, Tom Thumb, and they did that. They did one of the first times of the running around the warning track in the outfield. They had a thumb dressed up, so you knew it was Tom Thumb that was always going to win the race, and those are things that really stuck out to me because, you know, it's sports marketing, it's advertising, but that's how you get your name out there with people that are having fun and having a good time. And then, of course, nowadays they're going to take that play and you know, put it into a digital piece of how did you hear about us and what are you going to do next. But I was curious from those three options, guys, as we wrap up, what really sticks out to you on this Independence Day from a fun piece of marketing?
Well, you know, I'm a baseball guy. I'm from Georgia. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite sports moments, 1995, the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. So mm-hmm. I just got to say that has to be, you know, for Georgia and Georgia sports, you know, we always either come in second or get close, but that was that one year.
That's right. Sid Green sliding into home. I remember. Yeah.
That was that one year we could finally say that we had it. But if I had to talk about, you know, sports marketing, I mean, Bo Jackson breaking the bat over his knee, Bo Jackson climbing the wall, the whole Bo Knows campaign was genius, man. That it was amazing.
I got a good story for you. So I volunteered for the Gator Bowl committee and went with Zach Roth, another member of the committee, to the Iron Bowl one year. And Bo Jackson stood next to us in the second half of the game, and Auburn won. So that was because, you know, I had the poster with the bat and the shoulder pads on my wall growing up.
I did too.
That's my hero, man. That's a great one.
Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be one that's going to beat that. I talk about the Like Mike and the Jordan stuff, and I guess I just forgot, for lack of a better word, about Bo Knows. But, I mean, that is sports marketing. His ability and his likeliness, right? He had everybody else on his ads. He had Wayne Gretzky. He had Jordan. He had everybody on there. And that is genius. I never even thought to consider that. But that is integrated marketing at its finest. That's Elvin. You get the gold medal for the week on that one. I'm gonna have to crack a cold one and take it to you on that. That was awesome. Well, it is a July 4th weekend. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Be safe. Have fun with your families this weekend. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. And again, if you have any questions or if you would like to set up a free no obligation call, whether it's on the phone or over the computer, give us a call at 904-245-8878. Or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. We can talk about your business's marketing strategy, and we can go over some of our best practices. And again, if you have an interest or a need for real estate, contact Brandon Ponsel. His website is jackscoastalhomes.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKB. Happy Independence Day, y'all.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.